Hi, it's John here. I've not booed for a while, so I thought I'd come out and say hello. It's getting dark, and it's drizzling, and it's cold, and it's only just gone 7 o'clock, which is a bit disappointing, but I suppose it signals that we'll soon be changing the clocks, and winter will be upon us. And it's a bit of a shock. I've spent the last week in Croatia on holiday. I suppose it'd be more accurate to say I've spent the last week in Dubrovnik as opposed to seeing the whole of Croatia. And probably be more applicable to say I've actually spent the majority of the last week around the old town in Dubrovnik. Actually managed to go across the border into Montenegro as well. Weather was good. Dubrovnik's very interesting. Never been there before. What can I say about it? It's very historical. So if you like your churches, your city walls, and your Byzantine history, then it's definitely the place to go. And of course, it has a lot of recent history as well, given its position as part of Yugoslavia. And everything that went on with the Serbs and the Croats in the early 1990s. And there's a very interesting, poignant, very small war memorial, war museum, just off the town square in Dubrovnik, which has photographs of the people who were killed in the city in the mid-1990s during that conflict. I don't know if conflict's the right word. Which made the trip across the border into Montenegro quite interesting because you can leave the city centre of Dubrovnik and be at the Montenegro border within an hour and a half. It must be interesting to be that close to somebody who was, trying to kill you in recent history. Montenegro, land of the Black Mountain, it translates as, has much more of a sort of ex-Soviet, and I know it wasn't ex-Soviet, it was ex-Yugoslav, but it has that sort of ex-Soviet feel about it, mainly apart from a place called Budva, which is over on the coast, which seems to be where most of the investment and the money into tourism is going. I was talking to a chap in a bar in Montenegro who told me that the folklore was that God had a lot of rocks and stones in his pocket, and one night the devil came along and cut a hole in his pocket. And the stones and the rocks fell to earth, and hey-ho, that's how Montenegro was made. I was thinking of whether I should try to respond by saying that some consider Barnsley to be the Tuscany of the North in the UK. Well, people in Barnsley do anyway, but I decided it wouldn't translate, I didn't have an applicable story to give back. But holiday's over, so I've swapped 80 degrees for something much, much cooler. I've swapped sunshine for rain, and it was back to work today. Good to be back in some ways. Managed to catch the tail end of the football last night and go for a curry, which I desperately missed for 8 days. 8 days without a curry is a long time for me. So all in all, can't complain. And as ever, I'll be you later.